Morning, Beverly.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm very good indeed, thank you. Very good.
I'm just looking at the photos in your book. They're great. There's some really great ones.
Yeah, you look very glam, I have to say, Bev. Wowzers, great photos. Are you pleased with them? The book looks great.
I'm really pleased, actually. The response has been amazing. I think you can tell my life has never been boring, has it?
You've had your ups and downs, haven't you, my love? I think
just
that's
a
fair
few.
To say. Yeah.
Just a few. Yeah, I'm really pleased because I know Liz is loved because of the reaction from the public and all my fan mail and everything. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, I'm a Leeds girl as well.
Oh, fantastic!
Well, of course, it is St. George's Day today, Bev, but what is it that sums up Britishness for you?
Oh, no, it's definitely got to be a really good Yorkshire pudding.
Has it?
Oh,
with onion gravy.
Oh,
without doubt, yes, indeed.
And a big slab of Yorkshire pudding, none of these little circular ones. It's got to be a big slab.
And I know people think our country's broken at the moment. And yes, we've got a lot of hard work ahead of us, everybody, but it's still a great country, isn't it?
And didn't you employ the guy who was your on-screen son as well in Coronation Street, Andy?
Yes.
In real life as in your pub?
Yes, I did. We've been great friends. Obviously, the McDonald's, you know, Liz and Jim, Steve and Andy. We do really love each other. You know, Charlie, especially Jim, is my best friend.
Aww.
Best friend.
You've had some raucous nights out, the pair of you, haven't
you? Oh, yes, we have. Yeah, yes, believe me, I can party.
So the book's called Unbroken, A Story of Survival, and we can get our mitts on it now, Beverly. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you very much.